think on many levels, we have issues. Some people articulate them, some people don't. With a lot of the things, the repetitious things that we do, every day, the same psuke de zimra, every day, the same schiras yitzias mitzrayim, once a year, the Seder, that we could tolerate. The second Seder, all right, that's also bearable. Some people say the second Seder. People in Eretz Yisrael say they remember the second Seder in Chutz Laaretz. First Seder, you're so tired and everything, you know, it was so difficult there at Pesach. And second Seder is the first one you could really enjoy. Well, Lamaisa, repetition, 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 repetition. That's what it's all about. Every day, Ezra Savaseinu Atuhu Me'olo, Mimitzrayim Ga'altonu, Kol B'chareim Orogtov, Chorcho Go'olto, V'yamsuf Pakato, again, Kriya Ashira Sal Hayam, again, and again, and again, and again. And sometimes people wonder, like, you know, why do we need it all? Why the burden? Why? So there's an interesting Ralbag in the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach. And he talks about on the Psukim, Velo Nochme, Lukim Derech Eretz Plishtim, because it was Korov, and he was afraid they would go back to Mitzrayim. And then he brings the other Pasuk in the Midbar, Vashem Hoylich Lefnei, Yoimim Ba'amud Eish, and Choysim HaDerech, Valaylo Ba'amud Onon, and Ba'amud Eish, Ba'laylo Lohoyer Lohem. And on that he says as follows, the Toyeles from these Psukim, he says, is b'midos. There's a tellus of midos, understanding the midos of a human being. He says, v'hu sheroi lemishi yishtadl bedovar ma, a person who's attempting to accomplish something. He has a mission, he wants to do something. Sheyishmor mikol ma sheyimna mivu koshoy, he should guard himself, protect himself from anything that could hold him back from his goal. V'yechavin el ma sheyagieu el atachlis adurush, and be mechaven to everything, that anything that could bring him to the tachlis that he intends to achieve. But lozet tira, ki kasher rotzo Hashem yis'al elokachas Yisroel lo legoy, that when Hashem wants to take Klal Yisroel to be his people, mishamru es hashvua asher nishba la'avos, because of, or to in order to fulfill the shvua that he swore to the Ovos, his chakim bechol haponim she'efshar, he used all types of wisdom possible. V'zeshu chidish moifsim atzumim, he was machadish unbelievable moifsim, great moifsim. V'zeshu chidish moifsim yisbayer lohem shehu odin akol, he wanted to clarify to them, it should be clear that he's the master of all. When he took them out of Mitzrayim, he didn't want to bring them to Eretz Yisrael in the quick way, in the short way. They weren't melumdei milchoma, they weren't warriors. Maybe they're going to see that there's milchoma here, there's a people, the nations are ready to attack them, and they might run back to Mitzrayim. He took them a roundabout way to make the derech much longer. And for this is the reason they took them out. Chamushim be'oifen shloy nishar shom mimikneim dovor. They had to come out with everything, burdened with everything. They took all of their cattle, and so that they shouldn't have anything left over. They were gam sholol rav hoitzio imam b'mitzrayim, had great sholol that they took from the Mitzrayim. Ki ze kulo yesibo shloy yichsefu loshuv Mitzrayim. This is going to be a siba that they won't have any cravings and desires to go back to Mitzrayim. If they left over some of their cattle there, they might have something there. Oh, we have something we left over. Something. Let's go back to Mitzrayim. Again, we should. They went the long way because in case they war, they were afraid that they was afraid of war. They was afraid to leave anything there that because then they would maybe they'd go back for it. And all of that he told them to take all these things from the Mitzrayim was also a reason to keep them from going back. Because I'm not going to go back to Mitzrayim now and to return everything that we borrowed. He says, they left him everything and we're going to go back now. We're not going to return it to them. They would be embarrassed and so forth to prevent that. Also to make sure that they don't want to go back. He wanted them to say Kriyas Yamsuf. Therefore, they could have gone in a shorter way, but this way also brought them through the Yamsuf. And they should further strengthen, they should be mashlim their emuna in Hashem and in Moshe, as they said on the Yam. Im shekvar nishlamo lohem ha'atzola b'zeh ho'ifem min ha'mitzrim. Even though it was already nishlamo the ha'atzola, they got us ha'atzola from the Mitzrim, and they really reached this level of emuna, but he wanted to take them further or be mechazik it further. They shouldn't have been afraid that they're going to run after them. But as I said, Siba be'ena chidesh Hashem yisala ha'mivsim ha'gedolim asher esmidu liYisrael kol yemei ha'yosim ha'midbar. This is the reason he did all of the nisim of all the years that they were in the midbar. Roitza loymar amud he'onon yoimom v'amud eish laylo. That should be clarified to them, the Koyach Hashem, Yisala, Vugvurosi, and his Gvuro, Lasis, Kolashay Achbits, that Hashem can do anything he wants. The Ikonu Mipneze, and therefore they will be humbled because of this, Loleches Betoirosoi, Beoifen Sheyu Loila Am, the Yehu Lohem Lelukim, in a way that they'll be his people and he'll be their God. It goes on a little bit further, but that's the idea. The Choyra, that the lesson here that he says is a lesson in Midas. What's the Midas? The Midas is that the human being needs constant reinforcement. One would have thought that after everything that they went through in Mitzrayim and everything that they saw and they finally came out of Mitzrayim and that they Hashem is leading them and he promised them, he's taking them to Eretz Yisrael and he got rid of this Shibud Mitzrayim and it was the worst experience that they could imagine. And they saw Nisim Gluyim, they recognized Hashem, even Paroi finally came to recognize Hashem and they had everything. And yet it seems that this wasn't enough. He needed to, in order to assure that this emuna and that this commitment, he says, because the end, he says, the nisim of the midbar was kedesh yisbayr lehem koyach Hashem yisale, koyach Hashem yisale, ugvurosoi, lasis kol asher yachboitz. In Mitzrayim, he did kol asher yachboitz. In Mitzrayim, they saw everything. They saw all the laws of nature turned upside down. It was clear, it even became clear to Paroi. But no, they needed war, they needed all of this, they needed another incentive not to go back, another reason not to go back, another possibility not to go back, and all kinds of strategies, and he had them borrow from the Mitzrim, so it should be another busha not to go back, because then they'd have to return it to them, and they couldn't just go back and not return it to them, all kinds of, and then finally, more nisim in the Midbar, constantly, the whole 40 years of the Midbar, she yisbayr lehem koyach Hashem yisalu uvoros, elasus kol asher chofetz. That should be clear to them, to the Dor Deo, who lived through Mitzrayim, who saw all of this, it should be nisbayr lehem, and he says, ismidu liYisrael kol yemei ha'yosem ba'midbar. All these things have to happen every single day that they were in the Midbar, in order that they should come to be mevar lehem, yisbayr lehem, koyach Hashem, yisal ugvurosi, lasos kol asher yachpoitz, and they'll be machnia themselves, leleches b'toirosoi, to be la'am Hashem, v'yehu le'lukim. It sounds like that no matter who we are, and no matter how much we know, and no matter how much we've experienced, and how much we've seen, and how clarified this message has been to us, that we're human. And part of the midas of a mensch is that he needs constant reminder, constant chizuk, constant deepening. And without it, it sounds like he's saying, Kedesh Yisbar Lehem, it's not borur. What is that boror? It's not boror to that generation unless he was masmid lohem the amud eish, the amud, the onon, the amud eish. Then it wouldn't be boror lohem koyach Hashem ugvorosli. Las is kol mashi yachpoitz. He showed him Mitzrayim kol mashi yachpoitz. He showed him the yam kol mashi yachpoitz. He showed him the first year in the Midbar kol mashi yachpoitz, and the second year in the Midbar kol mashi yachpoitz, and the 10th year in the Midbar kol mashi yachpoitz. Again and again and again and again and again. 40 years every day behasmoda. Otherwise, it's not going to be borrowed. The human being is so the midas of a person are so slippery. The realization, the hakora, the understanding, the feelings, the emuna, the information, the idea that he has is so shaky that I guess the Zohar works to undermine it, but that it needs constant reinforcement. If we wonder why every day we say the Psuki de Zimra, why every day we're Mazki Tzias Mitzrayim, why every day we say Eves Rasabiseinu Ato Mi Mitzrayim Galtonu Kobuchare Morog, again, I know, and then I repeated it to Seder, and then every day I'm Mazki Tzias Mitzrayim again. It's critical. The Dor Deya needed the Amud and the Onon and all of this they needed for the whole 40 years of the Midbar in order to be Yisbair Lehem, should be Borur, Koyach Hashem Yisalu Gvurosoi. Not even talking about Bitochoin and about emotional things, but to be Borur, the Koyach Hashem Ugvurosoi. Lasas Kol Ashe Yachpoitz. All of these things we can forget. The Choyra, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Klal Yisrael at the end when he reviewed with them everything that happened all the 40 years of the Midbar. And then he says, V'yodato Hayoim, V'ashivoisel V'ovecho, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. Says v'hashivoyisel v'avecho. The Targum says susuv lelibach. Return it to your heart. Get lost. They just ate mon for breakfast. They lived 40 years like this in the Midbar. The amud eish and the onon and the there it is. Yeah, that's it. Any hakora, any hargosha, any yediyah afilu. A koyach Hashem yisal elasas kol hashayachpoitz is subject to weakening. Is subject to forgetting. Is subject to confusion, Kadesh Yisbair Lohem, it could be less boring, it could be less clear, it could become confused, and we constantly need. So if we wonder why this, we do so much to remind ourselves again and again, and why all the repetitions, and why every time we eat something, maybe we should make one brocha in the morning, and that should go for everything during the day. Just like we make one brocha of Pekeachirvim and Malbisharumim and this. But we need constant reminder. Why do we make the others all day long? That's a good question. I don't know. But Lemaisa, if this is what the human being is, this is what, I guess, what the Yetzer Hara does to us. This is the Nesoyan that we have in life. And this is, so we have to appreciate that every time that we're reviewing that which to us we think intellectually and maybe even emotionally is poshet, and I know it, and I have it. No, I don't have it. I have to not only be mechazik it, I have to clarify it. And every single time it becomes clearer, it becomes deeper, and it's so true. Lemaisa, a person wants to have bitochen in Hashem too. And we need so many ingredients of his chesed and his rachamim and his hashgocha protis and his hatova. And each, every deeper insight is like a whole new world. It's a new birur. And that allows me to reach higher and higher levels. So I just thought that, you know, when we think about davening, when we think about all of the tehillos v'shishbochos and all of these things which are given not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously, but if I care, it's even an anova. It says Hagodol Agibra v'Anoira. His anova is he allows us to praise him because we have no hasog of the praises, but they're all for us and they all benefit us. And every single repetition and every additional focus takes us to a new level of clarity, and we need that in order to remain fully connected with the Rebbeinu Shalom.